All right, let's recap McCook City Council, first of two meetings for the month of October. The mayor, Mike Gonzalez, is here.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
And the ultimate Cardinals fan. He is hoping so much that his Cardinals can pull through tomorrow against the Dodgers. He's got the pullover jacket on today. He's got to wait still one more night.
One more night.
The one and only Gene Whedon.
Good morning.
You're crossing your fingers that your Cardinals, boy, they had a hot last part of the season. They can keep it going, huh?
They did. We're hoping we can continue on now.
Yes, indeed. That dreaded one-game playoff, huh?
Yeah.
Golly. City manager Nate Schneider is not with us this morning. Had a funeral to go to. So, hey, you guys, I heard the meeting. Gene was telling me it was one of the shortest in a long time, huh?
That was just funny that Nate wasn't there and it went short. I don't know how that works.
But we'll get to the agenda, what you guys talked about. We'll start first. Announcements, recognitions, anything there?
Jesse Dutcher, the head of the Water Department, just wanted to announce that on the West 5th Street project is progressing. The pipe has all been laid in. It's in the ground. And within the next 10 days, it should be completed. They've got to go back and do some touch-up. And then every hole that they cut in the cement, they'll have to go back and re-cement it. But it's an awesome project. I mean, it's a 16-inch plastic pipe welded and then bored, and Jesse was telling me last night that pipe is 9 feet down in the ground.
Right.
So what they did is they started like at J Street and bored, went south, and then they got to the end, and then they hooked onto the pipe and then brought the pipe, drug it back through the hole that they had bored, and then turned around and did the same thing, bored north up to the senior center and did the same thing, hooked onto the pipe and then brought it back toward J Street. So it's to increase the water pressure on the west side of town. Mm-hmm. It's been low the last couple of years. We've known that. So this project, we actually approved it, Mike, didn't we, about
a couple years ago,
and COVID delayed us. So it should be done within about the next 10 days, according to Jesse.
But it's going pretty smoothly, huh?
Well, yeah, it went really, really slick. And, you know, to tear up the streets, that would have been almost unmanageable cost-wise. So this was pretty neat to be able to put new line in there and help out the west side of town. And everybody got to see something that you don't normally see around here. This is a first.
Yeah, there's a couple of detours you got to take. They kind of weave you around because of that area. But look, next 10 days should be a done deal.
Unless things happen.
Yeah. Don't say that, Gene. Come on.
Your FedEx drivers and your UPS drivers had to do some extra steps, according to one of our council members. But they worked it out, and they'll be okay.
All right. Anything else on announcements, recognition?
No, that was it.
Proclamations starting, it's going on this week, Fire Prevention Week. I need to get my phone call into the one only Mark Harpum on this, but right. Fire Prevention Week.
Yes, so last night we approved that, and Mark, he gave us some information. They work with the schools, they work with all sorts of groups that they come in, and they're really stressing to do your fire, of course, your smoke detectors, your CO detectors. CO detector was kind of interesting when he was telling about that yesterday, that where the CO is undetectable, you wouldn't even know you have a problem. It can come in slow. It can just, when you start your heater up, it can affect you. So really, they're pushing the CO detectors. But all the groups that they work with and they give tours and they go to schools and, you know, they spend a lot of hours on this, and we really appreciate all they do, up and beyond everything else that they've been tasked with.
Yeah, I know they hit the schools a lot, and they just get the point off around to kids that this is what you got to do at home or you're at school or something like that. So, yeah. Anything, I think that was the only proclamation today.
Right.
Consent agenda, what was pulled, what wasn't?
Well, nothing was pulled.
Okay.
But do you want to talk about
that? Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
There's an item, is a resolution number 2021-20, amending the rate for the ambulance service operated by the city of McCook for the hospice.
Right.
They asked us to come and to reduce the rate that we usually charge, and we agreed to reduce the rate to, it's like $250, I believe, Mike, is that right?
Right.
And to haul somebody to the hospital, so.
Well, they just, hospice actually uses a different service, but on times that they're really busy and they need a backup, then McCook will step in and do that for them. And We have another agreement similar to that. So it's not that it's going to be that much of a decrease, but it's just here again, the fire department and the paramedics, they step up and help whenever they can. So we thought this was really a neat thing that they do this.
I see a couple of liquor license approvals for events in October, November, which is always good to see.
Yeah.
By a new person.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah. Oh, Andrew Amber is over at Sainert's Bakery.
Right.
There you go.
So Andrew's got a couple of liquor license applications, mm-hmm. and we approved those last night, too. Yes.
Yeah. It's a really good sign that now you're starting to see all these activities. All summer long, we had tons of these that we approved, and things are getting, I don't know if we'll ever be back to normal, but all the activities are coming back, and it's great to see.
Can I ask what the consulting engineering for grant administration services is all about? May I ask on that?
I have no idea. I don't have my papers with me.
Well, I think the ARPA funding was from the government.
Okay.
And so we have to have an agreement with somebody to consulting for how to administrate that.
Right.
Where can the funds be used and how can they be used and making sure it's so. I think that's basically it's a governmental mm-hmm. regulation. So we have to have a contract with the local consulting engineers. And so that's what we're doing right there. So,
okay. Regular agenda, ordinance, many city of McCook code of ordinances relating to the city treasurer.
Basically, Rich, what that is that the last legislature, the session, passed a law that said that the city treasurers had to have continuing education. And so the city staff brought this to the council for our approval. So we have to have an ordinance stating that our city treasurer has to do continuing education to have her position. So that's all it was. Basically, it's just we are doing the same thing as what state statutes dictates mm-hmm. we're doing. So mm-hmm. it's now become a state or a city ordinance and a state statute.
Okay.
I think normally they would come in and we would do a lot of these together. And basically, the staff is just going through the legislature, what they passed, and saying, okay, we got to bring our codes up to standard now because of what the state did. So,
mm-hmm. and we did the three readings, suspended it, so
sure.
it's done in, right. in one reading. So,
approving a couple of exterior signs at the library for the Burdell and Nelson Technology Center.
Well, the last set city council, Jody brought us some pictures of where they'd like to locate the signs, one on the south side and one on the north side. And we gave our opinion, so they brought it back. And we just basically, we okayed, because it's a city facility, so we okayed the location and just told them what we would like to have, the size of the signs. So mm-hmm. I think we want city McCook Public Library on top, and then the technology center below that, a little smaller. So, yeah. So, and then I'm sure that they'll go out and they'll have to have bids and then bring it back to us for our approval. So,
yeah, that's it's something that we don't usually deal with, but it's nice that we have something that we can discuss like that. That's not going to cost us $500,000.
Well, yes. the governor donated, the former governor donated $500,000 to the city, and then we invested it, and I think we got back, what, $30,000 in interest this yeah. last year. So we have $30,000. I mean, right. Now, the signs aren't going to cost no $30,000. Dollars, but that's so the money will be used. So there's no property tax, no general funds being used for this project. It's all coming from the money that Governor Nelson gave to the city of McCook.
We're ready to council comments.
Councilman Calvin wanted to thank city staff. This new stairs at the city auditorium he thinks look awesome. And we also, if you've noticed, you've driven by there lately, they have railings now. So he wanted to say thank you, and he thought they looked awesome. It really improved the front of the auditorium. I think mm-hmm. he thought that would be great for upcoming weddings. People could pose out there.
Right. We also had last night, Kyle, that's working on the pool survey, I had contacted him, and the public had filled out 2,121 online surveys about the pool, and they turned in 51 hard copies. Mm-hmm. So we're really happy with the response. Sometime in October, we should be getting back together with the results of those surveys and kind of help us decide where we're going as far as the pool. So excited about that.
Is the survey done, or can people still fill
it
out?
It's done.
It's done. Okay. Just making sure.
Darcy
had a comment. He wanted to thank the police, the EMTs, and the fire department. He said they were out and about during Heritage Days, mm-hmm. and he just wanted to thank them for that. And one more thing is, I don't know if people noticed, but on B Street, on North, on the south side of one of the buildings, there is a McCook sign. Well, this last week, half of it fell down.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's a metal sign. Mm-hmm. We don't know who actually put it up, and we don't know who's responsible for it. It's not the city didn't do it.
No, I don't think the city did it, but it was I think it was an art project that was done years, and I think Jim Stankey was involved in it. Mm-hmm. And it's been up there forever and ever, and Kyle said it came down, half came down, so they're going up today and they're going to take the rest down so it doesn't come down on somebody. Jerry says, gee, on a day that there's no wind, the thing comes down.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, unfortunately, it did come down, so they're going to, safety-wise, they're going to go get the rest of it.
Yeah, that's why it's coming down.
We just don't know who owns it.
No, we don't.
Okay.
That's it.
That is it in a nutshell. Next, now, Planning Commission meeting, anything for next week on that? Do you know?
I don't know.
Otherwise, next regular meeting will be on the 18th.
Right. And Nate won't be there, so we'll have a short